From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, NASCAR legend and Daytona 500 champion Ryan Newman was at South Boston Speedway on Thursday to test for the $20,000 Pace-O-Matic King of the Modified Smart Car race that's coming up on Saturday, March 23rd at South Boston Speedway. Newman spoke about the upcoming race.
Well, I was fortunate to come up here and race the SRX series, and that's the only time I've got any laps around here. I've watched it, you know, on TV, online, and places, and saw some great racing here. But this is my first time in a modified here, so just do what we can to learn, both for me, the race car, the race team, and try to make some speed and come back. You know, $20,000 to win for a modified race, King of the Modified, is a pretty big deal.
The Tunstall baseball team picked up their first win of the season as they beat Dan River 8-2, and the Tunstall softball team improved to 3-0 as they beat Dan River 8-5. In the ACC quarterfinals on Thursday, UNC handled Florida State 92-67 as four players scored in double figures, with R.J. Davis leading the way with 18 points. Pittsburgh beat Wake Forest 81-69 in a pivotal bubble game as both teams were among the first four out entering the day. The 7-seed NC State upset 2-seed Duke 74-69. And Virginia battled back in overtime to beat Boston College 66-60. In the ACC tournament semifinals tonight, top seed UNC will take on 4-seed Pitt at 7, while NC State will take on UVA at 9:30. The Hampton City men's college basketball team advanced to the Division III national championship game as they beat Guilford College 62-57 last night. The championship game will be on Saturday night at 8. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.